This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an emotional appeal to Israel for military help against Russia's invasion of his country. In a video addressed to Israeli lawmakers Sunday, President Zelensky compared the invasion to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. He accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to carry out a final solution against Ukraine, using the Nazi term for its planned genocide of 6 million Jews during that time. Zelensky, who is also Jewish, also noted that a Russian missile slammed into the spot of a notorious Nazi massacre in 1941 that now hosts Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial. Zelensky said it was time for Israel to finally take sides, telling lawmakers that it should follow its Western allies by imposing sanctions and providing arms to Ukraine. His frequent references to the Holocaust drew an angry condemnation from Israel's National Holocaust Memorial, which said Zelensky was trivializing the Holocaust. Israel has emerged as a key mediator between Ukraine and Russia. Earlier Sunday, Zelensky told CNN television he is ready to negotiate with President Putin, but he warned that if any attempts at negotiations fail, it could mean the fight between the two countries would lead to a broader war. Asked about Putin's claims that the Ukrainian government is full of neo-Nazis, Zelensky said that he cannot take his statements seriously and called them laughable. He also said if his country had been admitted to NATO earlier, then Russia would not have invaded. Russia on Sunday called on Ukrainian forces to lay down their arms in the eastern port city of Mariupol, while Moscow said a terrible humanitarian catastrophe was unfolding. The plea was made by